Well, Mental Health Awareness Week gets underway today with a focus on the five ways to well-being, which is a set of simple actions that are proven to improve mental health. This week's five ways, 5 days theme asks those who call Aotearoa home to take notice, give, be active, connect, and keep learning. Ashley Nathan is the Māori Engagement Lead for the Mental Health Foundation of New Zealand, and it's great to have a chance to have a kōrero. Ngā mihi nui kia koe, Ashley, hara mai. Great to have you on Pākehiwaha. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you for having me, and thank you for finding time on your show this morning to speak about Moho Mental Health Awareness Week and our 5 ways, 5 days, kei papa.
Tēnā koe. Hey, mate, it's important. Look, we all have vulnerable emotional states, and so no one is devoid of it. No one's got it right. Everyone is challenged in this way, even though some might not admit it. So we have to be conscious of the fluctuating, at times, frailty of mental health. And so a week of this nature is so vital, Ashley. What about yourself, mate, before we get into talking about what we might do better in Mental Health Awareness Week? Have you found at times, too, that your emotional state has been in a state of flux?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Aho. And I think that that goes for a lot of us. You know, if we want to admit it or not, you know, you go through seasons, you go through stages in your life where sometimes, you know, it's good and you're feeling well and you're feeling happy and joyful. And then other times where, you know, you're not feeling as well. And I think that's just natural. I think that that is just a part of life. But I think that the most important thing to have in your bag is a set of tools that you can use if you ever, you know, lean towards feeling sad or lean towards feeling your mental health and your well-being isn't quite up to par. That's what is important for us at the Mental Health Foundation. It's equipping people with tools, information, knowledge that they can pull from so that they can get themselves out of there and ultimately get to, we've got our whakatauki here at that Mental Health Foundation, Māori to Māori ora. And we want everyone to be living and thriving and really not dwelling on the negatives as such, but thinking, how do I get to that state where I feel great, where I feel amazing, where I'm loving life? And that's essentially, you know, our job and what we're trying to do here at the Mental Health Foundation.
Tēnā koe. Do you think sometimes we have expectations of constant joy that perhaps are slightly naive? I mean, to experience joy, you have to experience sadness. This is the balance of life. And so sometimes, you know, we paint or get images painted of people who we think are living large and you know, never have an issue, and perhaps, you know, Facebook, Instagram can share that sort of imagery around, but it's unrealistic. And so, you know, we need to acknowledge our real and at times raw feelings and place them in context. But this is a learned skill, isn't it? Otherwise, you're sort of taken on a ride rather than recognising that these may be traits of life. Sometimes you're going to be upbeat and sometimes you'll be a little bit solemn, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely okay. And I think that a lot of people start to, you know, a lot of us, well, many of us, we work out our bodies, right? We go to the gym, we play some sports, and, you know, we work that out. But what I've learned over time is that actually your mental well-being and your mentality is also something that needs to be trained. It needs to be worked on. It needs to be, you know, you need to put effort in every day, you know, whatever that looks like for you, so that you can train yourself to know, you know, or get yourself to a state that is, you know, well, where you're feeling good. And also, you know, I know we're speaking on Radio Wātea, so, you know, something for me that I'm really passionate about, and also our foundation is Māori well-being, right? And sort of how we are disproportionately represented in Aotearoa in terms of, you know, I think we're twice as likely to express or report, you know, negative well-being. So I think that there's, you know, there's the mainstream, there's everybody in Aotearoa that we want to get to, but we also want to target Māori, and there's, you know, there's ways, there's intrinsic knowledge that we know as our people that have been lost throughout the years. You know, obviously this is a complex issue, but, you know, through intergenerational trauma, through the loss of language, through the loss of land, and that has knock-on effects for, you know, our people now. So I think it's important to acknowledge that. And what I do want to say about our kaupapa is that it actually spurred from Te Whare Tapawha. So there's actually a lot of correlation between, you know, spiritual well-being, physical well-being, connection, you know, learning, whenua. Like it really, that was the inception of this idea. So really happy and grateful that I get to share in our 5 ways, 5 days kaupapa, because I think it's really important, especially for our people as well.
Yeah, tēnā koe. We need to be supportive of each other. That goes without saying. And I'm pleased that you mentioned whare tapawha. For our people, we recognise that there are many cornerstones to emotional well-being. And when we get them in sync, Wairua is strong. When they're a little out of kilter, then there can be challenging times. Thank you, Ashley, for sharing kōrero. Ashley Nathan with us today, Māori Engagement Mental Health Foundation. It's the start of Mental Health Awareness Week. We all need to be supportive of those who are not feeling great or emotionally challenged. So we've got 5 tools to help us with that, and this is the mantra for the week from MHA. Could you please explain the 5 ways to well-being and just sort of step us through them, please, Ashley?
Kia ora. So, yep, as you said, we've got 5 days. So the first day today is give, tukua. Oh, sorry, me aro tonu. So essentially give is our Monday kaupapa. Oh, sorry, be. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at a poster right now, and it's in the wrong order.
Oh, well, they're all going to come out at some stage.
I'm not going to look at that.
Okay.
So me aro tonu is our kaupapa for today, and that's essentially about being present. It's about taking notice of things around you. You know, if you go for a walk and you see a beautiful flower, just, you know, really, like, think about that. If you're in a meeting and someone shares something profound or, you know, makes you feel good, take notice. You know, really be present. Don't worry about the past. Don't have regret. Don't get anxious or overthink about the future. Actually, just be here right now in the moment. We got Tuesday, which is tukua, which is give. So give is essentially, I feel like today in our society, a lot of people are quite individualistic. We're really thinking about, you know, my life. You know, how am I going to do better? What's in it for me? Whereas this is a chance, tomorrow is a chance for us to really give, to be living in a life of service. So what does that look like? You know, give doesn't have to be monetary value. It can be time. You know, sit with your kuia, sit with your koroa, sit with your parents. You know, just really give something that you have to other people, because often you'll find that the most happy people are the people that are in service, you know, that are offering, that are giving, that are, you know, giving more to the people as opposed to you thinking, you know, selfishly. Wednesday is kori tonu me kori tonu, physical activity. This is pretty self-explanatory. My CEO says that these points or these things that we can do this week, you know, it's backed by science, but it's not rocket science. So physical activity, obviously, when we work out, we release endorphins, we release dopamine, and we feel good. There's a recent study come out that if you work 2.5 or work out or do physical activity for 2.5 hours every week, you're 51% more likely to report positive well-being. So really, you know, get out there, have a walk, have a run, play some sports, you know, whatever that looks like for you, it's good for you. Thursday is whakawhanaungatanga. So Thursday is connection, it's connect. What I like about this kaupapa is that these aren't rocket science. You know, it's quite easy. Connect with people around you. We come from, and our ancestors were people that wanted to connect. You know, today's day and age, people are on, as you mentioned before, Instagram, online. We feel like we're connected when actually we're lacking true connection, that human connection, kanohi ki kanohi. So Thursday is for us to connect, be with people. And an analogy that I like to use for connection is watering the plants. So when you don't water the plants, you know, what happens to them? They wither, they die. That's just like our relationships. If we're not watering our relationships, they're going to fade. You're going to feel less connected to people. So water your relationships, water your plants, and let them flourish. And finally, lastly, is mea ko tonu on Friday, and that's keep learning. So just personally in my life, I feel like when you start to get older, you feel like, do I have enough time to keep learning? And this was me in particular. 3 years ago, I studied Te Reo Māori, and Before that, I wasn't really learning any new skills. I wasn't, you know, really reinvigorating my brain. And when I put myself in a learning environment, I felt rejuvenated, energized, and I really saw the importance of continuing to learn, whatever that might be. It doesn't have to be a language. Can be learning how to dance, can be, you know, putting yourself in those uncomfortable environments, starting at the bottom and really building skills and building knowledge so that you feel accomplished when you've learned new things and you can utilize those skills in your everyday life. So, Dale, that is essentially what 5 Ways, 5 Days is. A few things that you can do this week to really, you know, feel well, feel and help your mood and help your emotions and really start to feel a little bit better or continue to feel good.
And they're straightforward and wonderful advice too. We can all practice these things and even the giving thing, you know, can be really beneficial to volunteer to support somebody else to your own mental health and well-being. So the 5 Ways, 5 Days Kaupapa is part of the Mental Health Awareness Week. Right across the country, people will be acknowledging that. But Ashley, isn't it neat that nowadays, especially for our tāne Māori, over the years, our old guys used to be pretty stoic, didn't talk too much about what triggered their emotions. But in a more modern context, we're more willing, as you and I are, talking quite openly about challenges that we might have faced individually. It's no biggie. Everyone goes through the ups and downs of life, and it's better that it's out in the open than something you've got to deal with on your own. So we've changed in Māori society in our regard for mental health. Guys like Mike and others, Mike King out there, you know, saying, hey, we all go through this stuff. Be supportive of each other, and that's a good thing. And I guess that's ultimately the goal of Mental Health Awareness Week, né?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'm glad that you brought up men because I was raised in an era where, you know, you were stoic, you were strong, you were tough, and you didn't really share, you know, what you were going through emotionally. You just, you know, you went, you worked, you paid the bills, and you got through it. And, you know, I'm really, really happy to see a lot of our leaders in the health space, really, men in particular, acknowledging those vulnerabilities and acknowledging the fact that we're not perfect. We're not Superman. You know what I mean? We're going to go through these emotions and we're going to have ups and downs. But the more that we break that stigma around speaking about it, the more that it becomes somewhat normalized. However, I do think that there is credit in stoicism, you know? I think that, you know, it's awesome to be strong and it's awesome to be that male figure and that male role model, but it's just when you start to hide your real emotions and how you're truly feeling with your loved ones, that's when you start to build resentment. That's when you start to feel heavy. And, you know, I find with men that have gone through that and then they've actually released that, they're so much lighter. They've gone through it as well. They know all of those steps and those feelings to really make it like a conversation where you feel like you can connect with a man to man. So, I just want to send a massive mihi to the likes of Iron Hope and Mike. And I know there's a couple of bros from Te Tai Tokero, who have a kaupapa soften up, bro, and they bring males together and you talk about your emotions and that. So the stigma is definitely changing. We're still on that waka, you know. I still feel like personally, as much as I speak about mental health and really well-being as a tāne and trying to be a role model in that space, there are times where you bottle it up and you don't share. But it's about creating those spaces where you feel comfortable and you've got those support systems in place that when you do, you know, feel those types of ways, you've got people that you can talk to about it.
Tēnā koe, Ashley. It's been lovely to have a kōrero with you, bro, and looking forward to your return to Māori Broadcasting, Ashley Nathan. But we'll find our way through that one. For now, all the best with the mahi, with the Mental Health Foundation of NZ. Ashley Nathan is the Head of Māori Engagement and doing a neat job. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today, Ashley.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you very much.
Yamanaki tanga kia koe. Tēnā koe.